Welcome everyone. My name's Alex Clements and I'm here today with Mel Feinberg from Vic Health and Tina McCarthy from Will Women. We're here to talk about these two organisations who have partnered with the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race to help women get out on the bike and really enjoy cycling. If you would like to be a part of this event, join Will Women and find out more about the This Girl Can campaign. Please head to the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race website, which is accessible via the link in this podcast description. Mel, we might just kick things off with you. Can you just run us through how this campaign came about and what is This Girl Can?
Yeah, definitely. So This Girl Can Victoria is all about inspiring women to get out and get active whenever, wherever, and however they want. We don't care who you are, where you come from, your background, age, ability, body shape and size. We just want women right across Victoria to enjoy movement and getting out there and getting active.
And when did this come on your radar? How did it progress and where did it come from?
Yeah, so from Vic Health's perspective, we want everybody in Victoria to be their best, healthiest self, and being physically active is definitely part of that. We know that Australians sadly aren't as active as they should be and as we want everybody to be. And 1 in 10 women in Victoria actually do no physical activity at all in a typical week. So we really wanted to understand what is it that's holding women back from getting out and getting active. A lot of people talk about time, not having the time to get out there and do it. But actually what our research showed was that women in particular, more so than men, are really worried about being judged when getting active, and they are used to seeing Instagram models and elite athletes and these perfect bodies represented on screens. And so This Girl Can is all about breaking that down and showing everyday real women with real bodies getting active to really motivate others to get out there and do the same.
And so you've got this fantastic program. How did cycling fit into that, and how did you end up working with Tina?
With Tina, yeah. So we have, as I said, this is all about everyday women from right across Victoria. There are no Instagram influencers, no models, no elite athletes as part of This Girl Can. We have 25 incredible women who are willing to share their own stories and their own experiences to help inspire others to get out there and get active and do the same thing. Tina was one of those women who sent through her video talking about her story, and we just loved her story and what she had to say about her background and how much she loves getting on the bike, and really felt that she would be a really powerful ambassador for us to inspire other women out there to do the same.
And now, how many Tinas do you have across the program through
other
sports?
There's only one Tina, of course, but we have 25 really incredible ambassadors as part of the campaign. And they come from all walks of life, from right across the state, all different backgrounds, ages, abilities, and do a whole bunch of different sports and activities, from roller derby to netball to running and swimming and all kinds of things, whatever they want to do to get their bodies moving and whatever they enjoy, really.
Tina, cycling for you, how long ago did that start?
I think I must have started probably about 8 or 9 years ago now.
And how did it come about? What was the motive?
There probably wasn't any motive when I started, really. I've always had a bike in my life, and as a kid, I had 3 older brothers, so of course if I wanted to play with them, I had to get on my bike and chase them. But like a lot of women, my bike ended up in the garage with cobwebs and dust all over it for a lot of years. But it wasn't until my son was in high school and he came home and said, "Mum, we're going to do the Great Victorian Bike Ride." And I said, "Yeah, good. Great, terrific, go for it." But then a few weeks later, he said they need some parent helpers to do to be on the ride to assist the kids and assist the teachers. And they needed some women because being a co-ed school, of course, they needed some women helpers. And they were having trouble finding any women. So I said, "Yeah, I can do that, no problem." And I got on that bike on that first ride. It was kind of a wake-up call. I realised that riding a bike wasn't actually as easy as I remember it. And I had this really big, heavy bike, and I plundered through that ride, and I ended up in tears, throwing my bike on the ground in a park on Beach Road, saying, "I hate this." And my husband just stood there and looked at me, and he never said a word. He would just nodded his head, and we rode home. And I think that was the epiphany moment, and where I suddenly said, you know, I've sat on my butt for too long, and I've become unfit, and I've put on a lot of weight. And it was kind of that moment where I said, I have to do something about this. So the very next day I went to a bike shop to see if I could find a lighter bike. And that was where it all started. I just kept riding and riding and riding, and realised how much I really loved it. I loved the independence of it.
So from that day to kind of going to the bike shop to getting more and more into it, what were some of the things that you came across that you had to overcome in that stage, throughout that stage?
Fear was one of my biggest things. So fear of being out there on my own and getting lost, not knowing where to go, looking like an idiot. People would think, gosh, she doesn't know what she's doing. Fear of people looking at me and saying, oh, she's so slow, look at her, or look what she's wearing, oh my God, she's so fat, she's riding a bike, is she serious? And I think of all of the things that made it so hard for me to keep going was probably those judgmental things more than anything. Sure, I could learn how to fix a flat tire. I could learn how to read a map. And I could probably learn to get myself out of any sticky situations. But it was those judgmental things that really were really powerful for me, and they still are, you know, when I think sometimes about what people must think about me. So yeah, it's that judgment, I think, is probably the biggest inhibitor, not just for me but for other women as well.
Yeah. And you went from your son not riding, getting out on the bike, to eventually running an organisation that is a cycling-based program. How did that come about?
Yeah, go figure. Who'd start doing something like that when they're almost 50? That was a crazy thing to do. But, you know, in the whole process of all of this, and the more I was on my bike and the more I rode and the more I had a few people, very kind people, sharing some ideas with me or sharing skills with me about how to get myself out of those sticky situations, the more I realised that there were probably other women out there just like me who wanted to know all of these things. And so I basically decided that now was the time to try and share what I knew with other women and encourage other women to find the fun in it like I had, because it seriously was something that was every day I became so obsessed. I was just having such a great time riding my bike, and all of a sudden I went from feeling like, you know, kind of I'd rather sit on the couch and watch telly or, you know, not do much at all, to being a person who I can't wait to get on my bike today because it is so much fun. And I felt like a kid every time I got on my bike. And so realizing what it can do, not just from a physical sense, but an emotional sense as well, was really big for me. And to be able to share that with other women was one of my really big motivations.
Mm. Yeah. Mel, can you remember from Tina's original video what she said? What was the thing that clicked with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember distinctly, actually, Tina's video. The bike was in the background, and she told her story about when she was riding through the city and a bloke yelled out a car window saying, "Oh my God, look at that, fat chicks shouldn't wear Lycra." And as horrible as that story is, Tina then turned it into, it's none of his business what I wear, and wearing Lycra is comfortable when you're on the bike, and this is my body, this is what it looks like, it's none of your business, you don't deserve to have a comment, I'm going to do what I want. And that was exactly what stuck out for us as the perfect message for women across the community, and what we want them to hear and feel themselves. I think, as Tina was saying, that fear of judgment is really real and powerful for women across all walks of life in Victoria, is what we're finding. 41% of women are held back from being active because they're worried about being judged when getting active. So from what they look like, how big they are, how red and sweaty their face gets, women worry about not being good enough, from not wanting to run if they've got to then stop because people think they're not fast enough, they're too slow, not wanting to use weights at the gym because you don't know what to do and you don't want to end up on some YouTube clip going around the internet about this, look at this silly woman doesn't know what she's doing, and really turning all of that around and empowering women to take that back and own that space again is exactly what we want to be doing as part of this campaign. That's what This Girl Can is all about, and Tina really embodied that for us in that first video.
And I think that's a really good point you make too, that you know, that when people make a comment like that, it can be so powerful to the person who hears it. And that comment still, I remember that all this time, you know, from way back then. And it still affects me. You know, I still put the Lycra on and think, do I look fat in this? Which is what a lot of women do. Mm. But it takes a lot of courage to get to the point where you say, I don't care what people think, I'll put it on anyway because I'm comfortable, and to be able to overcome that. And that's, I think, what this campaign is doing really well, is to be able to tell women that it doesn't matter what other people are saying to you or thinking about you, this is your activity, you go do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And do you see that trait being consistent across your other 25 ambassadors?
Yes. Yeah, that's what we were looking for. And sadly, I guess, in a way, it wasn't hard to find women with those stories because we know it's so common across the community. But we've got a whole bunch of incredible women who are willing to share their story, and that aha moment of them turning that around and saying, actually, being active means something to me, and it's about how it makes me feel. I enjoy doing it. It doesn't matter what I look like or what other people think. It's important to me, and I'm going to do it anyway. I think the little comments that people make can have a huge impact. We've heard stories from people whose partners or children have made a throwaway remark that's meant as a joke about, oh, you look so silly doing that, and then they've never wanted to do it again. I think we just need to be more conscious of that and turn that around into a more empowering and encouraging comment, and that can have as equally powerful an impact, but in a positive direction, is really important.
Tina, so you took this moment and turned it into one of Vic's Health's programs. How did that come about, and where did you start? What do you do?
So, you know, for all those times when I started out riding, I was out there on my own on a bike, and I kept asking people I knew, hey, do you want to go on a bike ride? Or have you got a bike? Let's go. And nobody wanted to go, because I think there are a lot of those same old feelings. My bike's in the shed, or my bike's too old, or my bike's buried. But after a while, I decided that, you know, maybe what I should do is start a bike group. And I remember I went to the local bike shop and asked, is there any, like, women's riding group here? And I remember very clearly the guy saying to me, if you want to have a women's bike riding group, you'll have to start it yourself, because there's no such thing, and good luck doing it. And I don't think he believed me that I was actually going to do it, so I did. And those first few rides, in fact, I remember the first ride when I advertised it, I got one rider who came along. But then by the next ride, I had four riders, and then so on and so on. And so it was this classic thing of, if you ask a woman on a ride, she's going to ask a friend to come as well. And so it just spread and spread and spread until it is what it is today, with hundreds of members riding their bikes and having a really good time. So now I have no shortage of people to ride with.
And this kind of story, how do you guys take that back at Vic Health? How do you measure it? Who are you seeing that's engaging with this kind of program, and what kind of effect has it had?
Yeah, so we have a huge evaluation program that I won't bore you with, but what we know is that more than 400,000 women across Victoria have been inspired to get out and get active as a direct result of seeing the This Girl Can campaign, which is pretty phenomenal. They're amazing results. We're really proud of that's 1 in 5 women in Victoria going out and doing their thing, moving their body, finding something new, inspired to get back into activity or try something completely new that they've never done before. I know roller derby's had an influx since we included that in the TV ad as one example. It's really great to see women responding in such a powerful way, we know that they're starting to care that little bit less about what other people think and starting to focus on how it makes them feel when they get out and get active.
Is there one part of these programs that you have that seems to click, seems to work, seems to have the most effect?
I think it's really about showing real women. We just don't see real women in real bodies, moving them in real ways and getting sweaty and shirts moving and in daggy active wear. There's still this fitspirational movement that actually I think causes much more harm than good. You know, best of intentions, a lot of gyms out there that paper their walls with images of women in hot pants and aerobics tops, and they've got six packs and they're all oiled up, which is great, but if you don't look like that, and most of us don't, it's really intimidating to walk into those spaces. So showing real women and the Tinas and the Mirandas and the Jesses that are in the campaign doing their thing makes others feel like, well, if she can do it, I can too. I think it's actually really that simple.
And that's I think what really resonated with me with the This Girl Can campaign is that right from day one with Real Women, I refused to put any photos on social media that weren't actually of the people who I was riding with. And so we started to show women who were all shapes and sizes, and it kind of became our catch cry of saying, any shape, any size, any age, any level of fitness, we don't care, just come and ride your bike with us. And I think it's probably the most powerful message of the This Girl Can campaign, is showing real women who, you know, we don't have any makeup on. I remember when the ad was filmed of me, I had dirt all over my face. Afterwards, I thought, oh, my God, why didn't they tell me to clean the dirt off me? But, you know, that's what it's all about, is looking like how you really look when you're undertaking these activities. And I think that's the best part about it.
So you've taken this experience of you starting off in sport. How did you take that and design a program that kind of ensures that that stays consistent throughout, that it doesn't evolve too much, that it still sticks to those core challenges you faced at the start?
I think that's a really interesting question. And it probably, for me, comes back to this whole fitspiration movement, in that women are so used to seeing, and in fact, I can talk about an ad I've seen locally where I live that says fitness in 6 days. And good luck.
Yep.
But, you know, we're so used to seeing messages like that that are so full of untruths, I guess. And so I think when women start to see all these messages about fitness and about weight loss and about body shape and this aim for perfection, it's striving for something in many ways that's never going to be achievable. And for me, when I started riding a bike, sure, I lost a lot of weight because I was just so much more active than I was. But at the same time, I had this realization, I'm never going to be looking like a supermodel because I'm just not built that way. But, you know, it was the fun that was really the big thing for me. And so the whole Real Women program is designed around fun. We never talk about fitness. We never talk about sport as such. We never talk about you have to be a certain, you know, shape or look or anything. You can come along in your t-shirt and shorts, as far as we're concerned. Putting the fun into it and turning what is essentially a sport or physical activity into a social event has been the biggest thing for us. So we don't have any rides where there's no coffee and cake. So we always stop and have coffee and cake and a chat. And I think that's the biggest part of it for most of the women, is it's actually not the bike riding. It's the social interaction with each other. And it kind of also makes them accountable, because they know that their buddy that they met on the last ride is going to be turning up at the next one. So they say, oh, I'll see you at the next one. And it's, you know, the time when they sit at the cafe and have a chat, which is the really big part for them. So I think if we remove a lot of that stuff about fitness and sport and weight loss, it becomes so much more engaging for women.
We know that from our research as well, that the women that do maintain physical activity, they're focusing on how it makes them feel. They're focusing on the social connection and the fun or the mental well-being, the just headspace that you get. If you sometimes it's about getting that, that's the only piece of time you've got to get to yourself, away from the kids, away from work, and you just go for a walk around the block and you just feel a bit more relaxed after it. And focusing on how it makes you feel instead of what it's supposed to make you look like is a much better message. It's more positive, it's more empowering, and it's just more real, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I've
got these amazing photos actually that I have, that I often show people, that before I started riding, and it was like literally probably a few months before I started getting on a bike, and I compare it to the photos afterwards, and I don't like before and after photos, but I'm not looking at you know, the physical differences, but the look on my face in the first photos really shows I was probably not particularly happy, and the difference afterwards. You know, I can honestly say I'm fitter and healthier, but a whole lot happier now than I've ever been, because I'm engaging in physical activity, but also engaging in social interaction on a day-to-day basis with Wheel Women.
And Tina, you met Cadell the other day.
Yep.
Probably a question for both of you, actually. How did Cadell's race come along, and how does that fit in both of your programs to, I guess, bring all of us together to have this conversation? And we are currently looking down the barrel of the Swiss People's Ride.
We are. Yeah. I might, from a Vic Health perspective and a This Girl Can perspective, we know cycling is a fantastic activity for women and men, but for women to get involved in. You can do it as part of an organised event with lots of people. You can go for a ride on your own. You can commute to work. You can ride with your kids and your family. There's all kinds of ways. It's a really accessible activity, which is fantastic. We want more women on their bikes for the first time or back on their bikes. We know a lot of women are intimidated, scared, as Tina was talking about, to get on your bike for the first time or after years of not doing it. Everyone talks about it's just like riding a bike, but actually that can be a bit scary in and of itself. And what we love about the Wheel Women program is that it's, and Tina can talk to this more of course, but it's all about supporting women in this great fun environment, making it okay to not be that great to begin with, and really helping them get out there and enjoy it. And using that as a pathway into the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race is just a perfect kind of match-up for us and to get more women involved.
I think, you know, I couldn't go without saying that when I got into cycling, Tour de France was on. And I was there with my husband and son watching Cadell in that amazing year he won the Tour de France, and thinking, oh my God, this guy's amazing, and what a story, and, you know, all the hype around it. So, of course, I've been a fan of Cadell for many years now. But I think he also has left an amazing legacy as well in Australia, that I think he's responsible for getting so many more people riding their bikes. Sadly, that may not be more women riding bikes, but I think there was definitely an impact on me at that time. So one of the reasons we really wanted to be involved with this, along with This Girl Can, is that aside from the fact we think Cadell's pretty awesome, but he's created this fantastic ride in his local area, and it's kind of like, you know, the neighbourhood kid creates this amazing ride for everyone. So how could we not want to do it? So a lot of our riders actually come from the area. We have a group running in Geelong, so we were really excited to get involved in it. And I think also one of the things that I really love about this event is that there are some cycling events who say, we want more women, we want more women, and, you know, going on and on about this, but they create a ride that's actually, it's either too long or too hard, or has all these kind of restrictions on it that you kind of look at and think, well, that's not really how women ride their bikes. And over the years, I've learned a lot about how women want to engage with cycling and cycling events. And I think what they've created with the Swiss People's Ride at at the Cadell Evans event is something that's actually pretty achievable for a lot of women, to do 35Ks. It might sound like it's a big ride, and there's no question it is, particularly when you first start out. And I know that from my own days when I started, that 35Ks, whoa, you know, I'm not going to do that. But it doesn't take long to build the fitness to be able to do a distance like that, and we think it's really achievable from anyone that comes to us that's not riding so much at the moment to actually being able to do it. So that's what I like about it. It's actually really achievable.
Yeah, and they are really genuinely passionate. You know, Cadell and his mum Helen are really passionate about getting more women on bikes and getting involved. It's a really authentic coming from them. And there's the family ride as well on the Friday night, which is just a 1.6K loop. So if the 35 is really too scary, then there are other ways to get involved in the ride, which is really fantastic.
And we'll be there. The Will Women group will be there. Yes. And we'll be there at the family ride as well as the...
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, as the 35K ride. And we'll be there, you know, cheering everyone on. We'll be riding. We'll be on our bikes. And, yeah, we can't wait.
And then you can enjoy Steam Packer Gardens afterwards for the Deacon's Women's Race on that afternoon. You've been working with a group specifically for this event. What role does an event play in kind of your motivation, or how do you see it affect members?
I think it gives a lot of women a target to strive towards, and it gives them a finite point. Sometimes I think we go to fitness programs and we say, I'm going to get fit. Well, what is fitness to you? What does it mean to you? But this gives them a very specific point that they must reach. So being able to say, I can cycle 35 kilometres and cross that line at the end, I think that's a perfect goal to be motivating them to get involved in this.
Mm. And it's not too late?
No, it's not too late. We'll take them anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. Good. And entries are still open, so... If you want to check that out, it's at cadellevansgreatestonroadrace.com.au. Does Vic Health partner with other events? Because I know I've been to the race before. The ambience, the atmosphere that's there kind of brings a lot of energy to what would be a very kind of isolating event if you were just riding down there yourself.
All by yourself, yeah. Our main focus for this Girl Can in March, so a little bit later than the Cadell event, but the end of March, 23 to 29 March, is This Girl Can Week in 2020 this year. And it's really about encouraging all of the other programs and organisations and sports and councils across the state to run women's focused events during that week. So for women who are still a bit too scared to go down to their local gym or to sign up for a dance class or a fitness session, all these organisations are putting on events during that week. You can go to thisgirlcan.com.au to find the events closer to the date. And they're women's only events, they're free, they're low cost, they're beginners only sessions, so you can go along and give it a go in a really comfortable, safe, supportive, fun environment, and hopefully that's the kind of kickstart that a lot of women need to get back into activity or to try something new. So This Girl Can is all about trying to make sustainable activity and change the way providers provide that activity across the state to make it a more welcoming environment for women when they do go to get involved.
Tina, to wrap things up, you've had an 8-year cycling journey now. Do you have some recommendations if you were looking back for yourself, kicking things off, starting cycling for the first time again?
Yeah, people often ask me that, and it's difficult to really pinpoint it, but I think probably one of the things that really dawns on me is that we get so worried about what people say, especially if we're going to something for the first time, so whether it, you know, it's cycling or a tennis session or netball or something. It's that first time that you turn up, I think, is really difficult because we're so worried about what people are going to say about us or what they're thinking about us. But, you know, they're not actually thinking about you at all. They're thinking about what you're thinking about them. So, you know, you've got to get that into your head that they really couldn't care less about you. They're more worried about what you're thinking of them. So, you know, just kind of drop that. Just go there, do it, and try and lose the fear. I know that's easier said than done, but and you know, it doesn't matter if you're in your daggy old t-shirt and shorts, who cares? Just go there, because amazing things can happen when you take that first step.
And Mel, for Vic Health and the This Girl Can campaign, where do you want it to be in a year's time? What do you want people that are touched by the program to feel their effect to be? And yeah, what's the outcome for you?
I would love every woman in Victoria to truly believe that she can. That, you know, we can all go out and move our bodies and get active and really enjoy that activity in any way we want to and feel empowered to do that. I would encourage women to focus on how it makes them feel and how they'll feel afterwards, rather than what everyone's thinking and what if I'm not good enough and what do I look like while I'm doing it. I know, even for myself, the idea of if I've had a, you know, stressful day at work, not that work's stressful, of course, it's always wonderful. I get to chat with people like Tina all the time, but if I've had a stressful day at work, the idea of going for a run because I can fit into some jeans is nowhere near as inspiring as actually I'll feel so much better and that stress will be gone. If I just go out and pound the pavement for a little bit, I'll feel much better going to bed that night. I'll sleep better. All of those things are much more powerful messages to be telling yourself. So that would kind of be my advice for women out there, and to follow the campaign, listen to Tina's story. All of our women, all of our ambassadors are on the website, thisgirlcan.com.au. You can watch their videos for a little bit of extra inspiration, some ideas of new things to try. And I think my message for other people in the community, for partners and children and families and friends, is to be as supportive and encouraging as you can be of women and everyone in your life. And if you're about to make a hilarious comment about how silly someone looks when they're running or riding, maybe rethink that and maybe make a supporting, encouraging comment instead.
You touched on a little bit there, but there'd be a lot of people that already ride, already are involved in sport, participate. How can they get involved in a sense of supporting others that might not already ride or be involved in some aspects?
Yeah, invite your friends along, offer to go with them, show them how fun it can be, help them, don't laugh at them, and give them some tips and just be really encouraging and find out what they want to do. Try something new together. Perhaps if you're a really ace runner or rider and the other person's a beginner, maybe go and do a different activity together where you're both beginners, so you're both in the same boat and you can laugh together and have some fun with it. But definitely offer to, you know, the social connection, as Tina talked about, is so important. And so helping people do that with you rather than leaving them to their own devices is really important, I think.
I think also, and you kind of touched on that, is don't ever forget what it's like to be that beginner. Because we all start somewhere. We've all had to take that first step. And if you lose sight of that and you put that away, you'll never know how that person feels that wants to start up again. So give them a helping hand. Encourage them to be there and remember how it was for you.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, Tina and Mel. And if you do want to sign up to Cadell's Race, the Swiss People's Ride, entries are still open, and there'll be a link in this podcast description to all the information on the Wheel Women and the This Girl Can program as well.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.